You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to your Friday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Friday, July 23rd.
Every time you watch that, you learn and you realize all the different stuff that you left out there on the field and how you could have changed games with different completions and just taking what's there or going for attacking at the right moments. So I think the best thing about it is you learn from your mistakes and then you try to improve those things the next year. And so we had a great offense this last year, but I think we can still get substantially better if we continue to evolve and I continue to get better and better with my decision making.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a test. I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a test. We have made it to the quarterback and rookie report day for your Kansas City Chiefs, which means we have made it to training camp, which means we have made it to the very first step in the process of taking it back. Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and the young guns, the rookies, will be reporting to St. Joe today for a weekend of workouts with Reid, Mahomes, and second-round rookies Nick Bolton and Creed Humphrey scheduled to speak to the media on Friday afternoon. Be on the lookout for those updates at arrowheadpride.com, plus right here on the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network with a From the Podium leading into your best of the week. By the way, speaking of camp and breaking this roster down from 90 to 53 as the month goes along, my first projection of the 53-man roster is now available and up at arrowheadpride.com.
Second down and seven, Mahomes, Watkins, what a throw! Sammy Watkins out of bounds near the 11.
We know the play well. Wide receiver Sammy Watkins with a marvelous catch over then San Francisco 49ers cornerback Richard Sherman to put the Chiefs in position to take the lead and win their first Super Bowl in 50 years. Well, fast forward to this week with 49ers safety Jimmy Ward telling Sports Illustrated the following.
Sammy Watkins, because I feel like he's one of the, I feel like he's just not talked about. He's been hurt, but dude, man, I like Sammy, man. I feel like he's the number one. And I feel like he's the reason they won the Super Bowl. People going to give it to Tyreek Hill. People going to give it to Kelce. But, bro, you got a number one wide receiver. Sammy is aggressive, tall, big catch radius.
Yeah.
He's an athlete. And like I said, and he took a pay cut like 2 years. I was pissed. But he went to the Ravens, though. I was like,
well, don't got to worry about that guy anymore. See ya.
Yeah. Cool. Give him hell over there.
See, I'm not sure many of us in Kansas City disagree with the impact Watkins can have on a game or a team. It's more so with his ability to stay on the field. I said it often on the radio here in Kansas City. What would be the over-under for 11 games, 11 starts for Sammy Watkins in the season? What are you taking in that case? I think a lot of us, even being fair, would take under 11 games, and that is the problem. Watkins is now a Baltimore Raven. We wish him luck whenever he isn't playing the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's like third and one for this team. Down the field. Who else? Hill at the 10. Cut back. Touchdown. Touchdown and a leak.
The other day at NFL.com, analysts named Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes the gold standard of NFL quarterbacks. Well, in the same exercise for wide receivers, the Chiefs' Tyreek Hill was voted the bronze standard. Only two other wide receivers, Davante Adams with the gold and DeAndre Hopkins with the silver, received more votes. Good Morning Football host and former wide receiver himself, Nate Burleson, said the following. That brings me to Tyreek Hill, whose God-given talent pumps fear into opponents the way Hall of Famers Randy Moss and Deion Sanders did. Cheetah is an exceptional route runner with great hands, and he can win versus double or triple coverage. When he gains even a half step, the defense is toast. Hill received one gold vote, so one top vote, 10 silver votes, and 3 bronze votes in the poll of 25 NFL.com voters.
Supermarket sushi, really?
No. Wait, Troy, you work here?
I'm never not working. Like Head & Shoulders Scalp Shield technology, up to 100% dandruff protection, even between washes.
Never not working, huh?
Oh, Troy, you're such a good teacher.
Yeah, I know. Never not working. Never, ever not working.
Are you serious?
Another installment of the Head & Shoulders commercial series featuring Patrick Mahomes and former Steelers defensive star Troy Polamalu has been released, with Polamalu following Mahomes around as he goes through various jobs to prove he's never not working, just like Head & Shoulders. Wait a minute. Did we just do a Head & Shoulders commercial? I think we might have by accident. Well, that's it for the Arrowhead Drive, unofficially sponsored by... You know what? I'm not even going to say it again. Right here on Friday, July 23rd. Remember to both subscribe and tell whoever you meet up in St. Joe and training camp to subscribe to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And please leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, it's Friday, which means we got Show and BK on the Chiefs. That's it for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk on Monday for another edition of the Arrowhead Drive.